Welcome to the Oroville Radio. Here we are, Vega and Francesco. Let's drink together with a cup of joy. Francesco, would you like to introduce how we chose this title, A Cup of Joy?
Yes, A Cup of Joy is the intention of wanting to come together with you listeners as a family, as having some good time together and to gather around something which is joyful, that hopefully is going to be helpful, interesting for you. And as we were thinking about this title and finding a logo or a drawing about it, we thought of a Tibetan bowl that would be able to receive this tea, in the sense that a bowl can vibrate. The same thing is as our minds. Our mind can vibrate to certain frequencies. And we would really like that our program is something that will help you to stay tuned to something which is just helpful, uplifting, and that makes you feel good during and after it. And actually, the topic that we have chosen for today's episode, it's the power of laughter. Nothing better than that for our intention. And I know that Vega has been exploring certain practices that have helped her in just feeling better through laughter. Would you like to talk about it?
Yes, I've participated several laughter meditations and therapy courses about laughter. And I've experienced amazing physical and psychological emotional effects through that. And I've seen people, how their changes and how they go through transformations. So we decided to choose this theme. And we've been searching scientific research and people's stories when they started to laugh and how their lives became different, totally different. And also they start to help many other people. So today we wanted to share with you this power of laughter.
So there have been quite many examples that we have come across, and it seems that many of the people that have devoted their life to laughter, to use it in a healing way, they have actually gone through very difficult times. Some of them, they've had like terminal illnesses, some of them psychological problems, depression, or things like this, and they found that being able to laugh and to trigger from within certain responses, they really helped them so much that then they could not do anything but help others. And I know that you have been reading of a couple, and we have also found quite a few interesting TEDx and TED Talks that we would like to share with you.
Yes. So first I saw a video is Sarah Rosberg, who is a founder of Comedy Cure. So she was going through a divorce and she had a 5-year-old daughter. And she was diagnosed cancer and she was not going to live any longer much. Then she decided, if this is my life, and I will live my life with joy, play and service. So she was going through 3 kinds of surgeries and 7 kinds of drugs and more than 2.5 years of chemotherapies. But she was going with this laughter, with her decisive resolution. And after 3 years, she found there is no any symptom. So she got completely cured. And after she made this organization, Comedy Cures, and she's working with big teams and bomb big teams and military injured people and so many people in the world. Yeah, it was very impressive because for me this laughter is a decision. Kind of, I could learn from her. This is a decision. So we want to laugh in any circumstances, and we can laugh.
So, about a decision and a person that could really like express what Vega just said, it's a man from Ethiopia who is renowned as the world master of laughter. His name is Bachelet Girma, and he has broken the record of the longest laughter, one of the things. But apart from that, he has been dedicating his life to help others. And he went all over the world. He has spoken to countless universities and centers. And he has really been able to bring this across to even blind people, deaf people. And he could use it also as a tool for better international communication and peacemaking. He went even to Gaza, to Israel, and he managed to make people laugh together because it's such a universal response that it goes beyond barriers and limitations of belief and of language and of gender. And he started by being HIV positive, and he was alcoholic. His wife died out of HIV. And people actually asking, so how come you from Ethiopia should be the place in which people, they cannot laugh? It's just the social broken down. There are plenty of all sorts of things. You shouldn't be happy. How can you be doing that? And he said, because I chose. I chose it, and I make it a practice.
Yes, it's very inspiring to see his videos, and I was laughing all the time with him. And there's one more person I came across. He was Norman Cousins, who has also degenerative illness. So it's not possible to get cured. But he also started to take his self-responsibility to take his life. And he started to laugh. And he found 10 minutes of laughter eliminates his pain. So 2 hours he can get pain-free relaxation and sleep. It's just 10 minutes of laughter. So it sounds like laughter is the best thing we can do in our lives to stay healthy.
Basically, it's a self-production of beneficial chemicals. It's like we want to get a dose of dopamine, of endorphins, and all these honey-like type juices. And we just get a good, solid laughter, and these will be triggered. There was another interesting study that we found of this researcher that actually went through, like, I don't know how many hundreds baseball players throughout history, and he would look at their pictures, and he would measure how often they would smile and also how wide would their smile be. And he could clearly see the correlation between their smile quality and quantity and frequency and their lifespan. And the people who were smiling more often and better, they would just live longer, 80, 90, 100. And the flat faces or the downpour faces, that was their default mode, they were lasting till 70 maximum. So just an interesting.
Yes, it's the best longevity pill. But, you know, if we don't get cured or if we still have disease, when we laugh, and at least we will be happy, joyful, and playful. So I think it's already wonderful enough.
Yeah, we are not suggesting that laughter can actually cure everything and anything. But it's an attitude that can help us to overcome certain situations that they are challenging, that they are difficult. Like in the moment in which we are now and in the past months, many people needed to face a lot of discomfort that faced with a certain kind of attitude, it would be able to just be more bearable. And here in Oroville, we have a friend of ours, Fif, who is doing an amazing job, and she is a laughter therapist, and she is leading the MediClown Academy. And we actually asked her to record something for us to just share what she has been doing, the wonderful job that she has done. So, Fif, we give you the mic.
Thank you so much, Francesco, for inviting MediClown Academy to come on and share what we've been doing with laughter in this lockdown situation. We are MediClown Academy. We're a registered activity under the Oroville Foundation through the Arts Service. We have been doing lockdown laughter with people individually and in groups on Zoom, on Instagram, on Facebook, live and recorded. It's been absolutely remarkable, remarkable. We've had seniors in Gurgaon and Chandigarh come on and say that this is exactly what they have needed because they've been in the dumps. They haven't known where to turn. And when you're able to laugh at yourself, and they've been able to laugh with their grandchildren, that's made a huge, huge difference. There's some new hope. There's some verve there. We've also done this with an organization out of Gurgaon, and people have said, wow, we need to have so much more of this. All we hear is this news about the epidemic and the pandemic, but we have now started to give injections, the vaccine of love and laughter. So we do intentional laughter, and it's made a huge difference. Now, before lockdown, we also trained some students in Bomia Palayam School, which is just very, very close. It's one of our outreach schools. It's a government school. Sorry, not an outreach school, but we've been outreaching to them. And we trained 15 students to come and do laughter at their school. So while we were also working with 104 students, these 15 that we trained will now continue to work with the 104 students. And one of the deputies of the Ministry of Education came and said, whoa, this is fantastic, and now wants to take it to other schools in the area. We've been doing it in hospitals as well, not during lockdown, but before lockdown. So we went to PIMS, which is the Pondicherry Institute of Medical Science, and JIPMER, as well as Mahatma Gandhi. And in the psychiatric ward at PIMS, the psychiatrist said to us, and we have it on camera, saying, I had no idea. And we don't use this type of therapy enough. We had schizophrenics. We had people with personality disorder, anxiety disorder, come out. And they laughed. And they had a great time. We even had one person celebrate and do a performance himself. We've gone in and worked with people who have just been broken emotionally, mentally, spiritually, because of a car accident, losing a limb in orthopedics, and the laughter has supported them. We've had one guy that said to us, Madam, when you laugh and you took your violin, because I would shake my ukulele over his leg, he'd say, pain gone, Madam, pain gone. So we have trained about 1,000 people in India to share laughter in their communities and in their family with a whole range of people, and we will continue to do this. We're now partnering with Village Action and with Lourdes from Pachendakulam. So watch out, world. Here we come. So let's live and laugh. Thanks so much, Francesco. Bye for now.
Wow, it's so inspiring. I feel very motivated to laugh. Now we will introduce a song, and this title is very much in tune with our topic, which is laughter. So this song is specially designed for laughter in a therapy program. Yeah, so it will keep us playful and joyful mood. Enjoy. I wish you enjoy the song with us. And even I heard one study, they said if you smile once and it's stimulating brain function, like 200 bars of chocolate. Yeah. And also interesting thing was all babies are born smiling. So even blind baby smiles when they hear human voices. So it's kind of our innate quality.
So about this, actually, we can maybe go to things that we might suggest you that you might want to do in order to be able to trigger this response and to actually feel better through smiling. And the first thing, and I tell you from my experience as a teacher, is just linger around children. Children happen to be smiling like 200 times a day minimum, and the average adult 17 times, 9 times in Britain. I'm just sharing some facts that I've been reading about. just to say that we can take example from the children and the fact that when we see a smiley face, because we are programmed to have mirror neurons to mirror what we see, we are actually smiling ourselves. So if we are surrounded by children smiling or by people smiling, then the same thing will happen in our brain, even if we don't want to. In a way, if you smile at another person, the other person needs to put an effort not to smile back, if it's a true smile.
Yes, and also whenever I see any children outside, but also when I see pictures of children, I feel naturally smiling. Yeah, so it's a wonderful thing just to be with children and linger around them. It's a great, great practice. And also we can, whenever we see a mirror, we can just smile at ourselves. It takes only a second. And it will change our daily life.
It is important, though, that we learn how to smile. Of course, children, they do it naturally. But it is not always possible as an adult to come naturally. But it is possible to induce it. And scientists have found out that there are two kinds of smile, and that anybody can recognize the difference between the two at the first go. Just we are wired to recognize that. The fake smile is the one that just is involving the side muscles of the mouth. So it's kind of a flattish smile and is not involving the muscles of the eyes. Instead, it's really a different kind of nerve and muscle. The one of the true smile is uplifting the corners of the lips and is triggering the eyes in a way that the eyes kind of move up and sprinkle a little bit. They say kind of you have the spark in the eyes. And if you actually do that, really, then there is going to be a response in you, and then you will begin to feel better and to change from changing your physiology, you will change your psychology. And then you will get the what they call the positive feedback loop.
Yes, and also I've been trying to follow all these tips when I was watching, and it was interesting. When I shake my body, it was easy to laugh. And when I tap my body, different parts, and it gave me different laughter. So when we move our body, I think it's more easy to laugh and engage laughter and smiling. And also, when I use laughter, sometimes when I feel very embarrassed or when I made a very stupid mistake, then, okay, maybe I will laugh about this. And I started to laugh, and somehow it gave me some distance after. Yeah, it's like a self-humor. Yeah, then I feel less miserable and less disappointing, and also comes acceptance of myself together.
So about self-humor, have you ever wondered why, when you watch a comedy show, you see this guy that is having the most misfortunate day, all the possible worst things that can happen, and that triggers a laughter in you? What is it that makes you laugh? And what's the difference with you and your life? It's just distance, because you are not identified with that. So, because you see it in the screen and there is not much involved, and so you just see the humor part of it. But as you could experience, and also could experience in my life, whenever I managed to just take a step back and away and look at it as if my own life was a comedy show, it was really hilarious. And at that very moment, something that was like a dark cloud over me, it just dissipated into a bright, true smile and laughter.
Yes, I want to live in a comedy in life track. And also for me, I like to laugh with others, because it's easier to be with other people than alone. And there is a study research, when you are with others, and you are more likely to laugh 30 times more than when you are alone. So even you watch a comedy show or whatever you do, maybe it's better you meet somebody together whom you are comfortable with, and you can laugh together.
So laughter is definitely a social behavior, and it's triggered much more by being in company. But smile can also be private, and it can be as private as one's own meditative practice. One of the very ancient practices from Taoism is called the inner smile. And how it works, it's by activating what they call the antenna. The antenna is actually positioning the face, the facial expression, into a Buddha-like smile. And this just opens us to the reception of certain frequencies and the activation of our heart, of our lungs. And then one can recall memories, because we have plenty of storages in our brain in which we had actually some point in our life experienced something pleasant, something beautiful. And for the brain, there is no difference between imagination and reality. So if we really train this ability of seeing, feeling, perceiving with a lot of aliveness, we can really step into that moment. And by the use of the antenna, in just a few minutes, we can completely change all our biological, electromagnetical levels. This has also been studied by Dr. Joe Dispenza, and he has been able to cure people in the time span of 1 week, 10 days, in intensive courses, in which people were just practicing higher emotions, and these, they were just helped by what the Taoists would call the smiling antenna.
Yes, so before concluding our cup of tea, so we will listen one more song. Yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have been going through this topic. We have presented several instances and studies and people and possibilities. And we would like just to give an overview, because some of you might think, okay, but laughter, here you're just saying about laughter, but what about all the other things? What about all the other emotions? I cannot just go through life and simply laughing all the time. It might be even disrespectful to some other people. And it's just not complete. And we would like, yes, to definitely address this in the sense that if one really wants to go to true laughter, needs to be able to embrace and accept all of life, which means also to be able to cry when is the time and to grieve when is the time. But at the same time, to have within oneself like an inner core of strength that makes you choose laughing. And the laughing you do because you want. Of course, sometimes it's just the situations trigger that, but it's something that you can really practice out of inner strength. And these many people that were so inspiring for us has taught us this, that smile and laughter, it's a choice, it's an inner attitude, and it's something that one can grow, and can grow through practice and through will.
Yes, so I also just a few days ago started to laugh more because these talks and researches are so inspiring. So morning I woke up and I set an alarm, and as soon as I woke up, I started laugh just for 5 minutes. Then I feel my body wakes up and I'm so feeling much joyful and energetic, and I want to keep going. Yeah, I'm very curious about how it will move forward. So now also before closing, I can introduce some resources you can find from online or bookshop. So in YouTube, basically there are plenty of talks. If you just search laughter, there are many people who are talking about laughter and different scientific research and their lives, which are very inspiring. Otherwise, you can find like Norman Cousins, who wrote An Anatomy of an Illness. Yeah, it's a book. And as I introduced before, this Sarah Rosberg, she has a website, comedycures.org. And there's other books, Laughter Exercises by Jeffrey Bryan and Madame Kataria, and Laughter Yoga by Dr. Madan Kataria. Yeah, so these are basic references you can find in online.
So we hope that you enjoyed the cup of joy with us today. And we are going to have our following episode next Monday at 2:30. And we are looking forward to have you with us again.
Thank you.
Thank you. tan bella para mí.